And now we're back for a clean show. The intro to the show on YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. Incredibly dirty. But we're back for a clean episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, which explains the show's weird name. I cannot explain to you what the show's theme is. Since I started this show 12 years ago, talk radio went from just a grab bag of mildly racist delight to everything needing a theme. Now podcasts have seasons, for God's sake. So I like to say we're on season one, episode 604.
Yeah.
So I'm in studio today with Eva Crickshin.
Hello.
Eva's back, and she'll be around forever.
No.
You're not going to be on my GD show forever?
Oh, I'll be on your GD show forever, but I... All right, babe, we haven't talked about this.
What? What?
You really want to do this on air?
Yeah, do it on air. Make me look like a dick to the listener. Make me look like a dick to their eye ears, their ear eyes. And we also got in studio a longtime friend, someone that I met in my forensics class, which is pretty much, which pretty much is the same as speech. But if you say you took a speech class, people are like, did you stutter? What's... Did you have like an extra flap of skin under your tongue? What did you need speech class for? Yeah, and you're like, no, giving speeches. I'm not a mongoloid.
Were you born with a cleft palate?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the nice thing about taking forensics is some people think you studied like some science thing. Like
So no, forensics in the classical sense. I loved it. Oh, and we have a baby in studio. Who doesn't want a baby in studio?
I think it's fun.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I tell you, the one time that I liked a baby, I was at a Vietnamese New Year's party.
Oh, God. Where is this going?
This baby had the loosest... No.
Oh, my.
The baby was just running around the floor the entire time, and it kept you from getting too drunk. Because you're like, I don't want to step on that baby.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be damned. I remember hearing a horror story of a woman who stepped on her fresh kitten. And the kitten took like 8 minutes to die. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, a baby's so much bigger. It would take like 30 minutes to die.
And
like,
that'd be a lot worse than a cat.
Yeah.
No, but they did get new carpets recently.
Oh, okay.
So like babies have so much blood in their heads.
I know.
They're like little walking like whiteheads. Just you pop them and it's just everything comes out. Yeah, exactly. Like the see if you can guess what I am now scene in Animal House with John Belushi. They actually based the physics on that. They got an adopted Vietnamese baby, squeezed its head, and watched the trajectory of what came out. And that is actually what Bluto was trying to mimic with his mashed potatoes. True story.
He's such a method actor.
Yeah. I learned that in the DVD extras. And then they actually had the test footage of the baby being popped.
It's incredible.
It is. So, Kelly, you live where? What hellhole?
I live just south of Charlotte.
Okay, so she lives in a hellhole, not in a city.
No.
And she, you know, we weren't particularly tight in high school, but we're one of those instances where I became close with someone via Facebook.
Yeah, we're like, oh, he actually has a sense of humor, and yeah. You know, I don't mind talking to him.
Well, because I was in your class junior year when I was just like, given Dexedrine to the point of autism, where I was just like completely silent and stoic. And then I remember like I would hang around girls.
Yeah, I don't really think you spoke much.
Like, no.
You were just kind of just an ornament in the classroom.
Yeah, just thank God. Like pretty much, yeah, like a dildo on a chair. That was me. Just an afterthought. No, I.
Just an afterthought.
I really am glad I did not have easy access to guns or trench coats back then.
Oh, God.
Well, no, I wouldn't have had the gumption for it. It's cool. Like,
no.
Like, Dylan Klebold, like, they're just such self-starters.
Yeah.
Like,
you wouldn't have had the wherewithal.
No. Like, I mean, school shooting is bad, but also, like, the planning, you know?
It takes a lot of time.
Really?
I mean, there's stuff involved.
There's just so much frontal lobe function there I don't have. Like, assemble a kill list. Get the ammunition, pick a day. I can barely get this podcast off the ground.
I know.
And these people murdered a lot of people. Like, I would be like a heat of the moment kill someone.
Exactly.
Like, if you were like Papa Giorgio got mad because, like, his mom walked in on him, like, jerking it or playing Mario World 2, and she cost him a points record, and he killed her. Like, that's completely believable.
I actually would believe that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he just didn't want...
He finally killed Maria.
Yeah, he finally took his trophy.
Yeah.
Like, just inspired by 100 viewings of Predator, he walked around with just her skull and the spinal column dangling. And we can blame it on Predator, Predator 2, and Mortal Kombat. But, yeah, I don't have that. Like, there is a planning to a school shooting that's just... I mean, kudos, kids. Yeah.
But did you hate anyone enough?
No, no one made my life hell. Yeah. I wasn't, like, unpopular. I just wasn't particularly popular. But, like, I thought
you were cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had my little drug posse.
Yeah.
I got well-known the senior year for writing that article in the paper, and I got my little 1600 on the SAT.
You did. Yeah. That's how, like, I figured out who you were.
Yeah, so
I was like, you're my class.
Yeah,
you're smart.
I was weirdly known. Yeah, you should have copied your forensics notes off me.
And
there were no notes to be had. I think pretty much everyone got an A.
That was the best class on earth. Yeah.
Can I say how I know Kelly?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Cocaine parties.
Well... Pee and cocaine parties, yeah. Basically. No, I was a peewee cheerleader with Mr. Don Hanslick. He was our coach. And
what was your costume and how old were you?
Well, first of all, it's a uniform, asshole.
Yeah, so. It's a uniform. It's not a costume. It's a sport, okay?
What was your little outfit?
And you were, Kelly was a cheerleader in high school. Maybe
she was.
And you... Like, coached, did like a...
I did, yeah.
Did
Kelly,
like a summer...
that's not how you react to a reminiscence.
Did a summer, like, camp kind of thing, and I thought she was so cool.
I was so cool.
Yeah.
And now she's just this loser breeder.
Now
she's
just a fat
breeder.
Mom.
Now you're just a hoo cow. That's the fetishist call it.
What?
A hoo cow.
What's
a hoo cow? I think it's guys that are into a lactation fetish. I'll just give
you're
you
making
guys,
that up.
I don't know. H-U-C-O-W. Just guys that are into women who are just making milk 24/7. Guys will jack it to the weirdest crap. Oh, baby hates what guys will jack it to. Baby wants guys to not jack it to that. Baby's like, jack it to Playboy. Be respectable, guys.
At least the Sears catalog.
Yeah, like a covered bra. Baby, what do you want guys to jack it to? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Oh, baby's puritanical.
Imagination.
Yeah.
Just use that plain old imagination.
Oh, God, that imagination, like the death of imagination land, that's when men got porn. Like,
I know.
That's when our true imagination died. We're like, oh, it was, you know, iPads and Netflix streaming and video games. No, porn.
Like, does anyone use imagination to masturbate anymore?
Oh, my God, no.
I don't think so.
I used to be like, I swear, it was like, my masturbating was like Inception in the day. Like, I could generate an entire world that contained one sexy scenario in it. But it could be like, go to the upper corner, quadrant 37 of this Jack image. What's going on? And I'd be like, well, that would be Dom DeLuise playing blackjack. You know, like, everything would be covered. And now it's like,
Does reminiscing about a sexual experience count as imagination, or is that a different category?
I mean, it's a notch above, but to quote my hero Tony Soprano, remember when is the lowest form of conversation. Also, your camera's pointing down like a saggy boob.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened.
Tighten up those side nuts, sister.
About
I got it.
God, you're such a breeder.
I am.
Just bringing so much life to this world, because that's what we need now.
Well, I think
people.
It's wonderful.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of masturbation and breeding, that was part of the reason how I had my son. We had to go through all that. And the porn selection at the fertility clinics suck.
Oh, so that's is it just like all blacks on whites?
Well, I don't really know. No, so my husband, you know, only likes lesbian porn. Like, he doesn't want
He's such a girl.
He does not want penises.
Oh,
you know,
he's so straight. He can't see wrecking a box.
Yeah, so they, you know, and he has to go in by himself. Like, they don't let you back. Like, they don't let you back there with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
baby,
no.
Baby,
say,
what do
like,
you think of your dad's masturbation habits, baby? God, this baby is so quiet when I wanted to talk.
I would think, I guess I thought that they would let the wife go back there.
No, we're not allowed back there. And so he says they give
you the magazines. Yeah, how's a wife going to make you jizz faster?
Here's the remote. And
Can you just like put your hand over
her
mouth
for 5 minutes?
And it's
embarrassing, he said. Yeah, no, he said it's embarrassing because it's like they all know. And it's like all like, you know, nurses, like there are no guys back there. And then he had to like go out because the porn wasn't working. Like the TV wasn't working. So like, he's like, excuse me. Is anyone there?
Where's the handyman?
And so he says it's the worst porn he's ever watched. Like they're like, you know, be a girl going down another girl, and she's like stop midway and like turn and smile at the camera. You know, and he's
that
like,
this great. Is awful.
So he's texting me. He's like, Kelly, I can't do this. I'm gonna need your help. And I'm at work while this is going on. I'm working at a psychiatric facility for children. And so I have to like, oh yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I'm texting my husband.
Yeah, you are.
So that he can finally get off. Like about our first night together, you know, because that's his space. That's most of his.
I think I would have, like, if I were him, I would have gotten off to the thought of the screaming baby that I'd eventually produce. Like, you know, because they're just the biggest aphrodisiac.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, little baby. I'm not going to call you a faux little baby, but you're earning a spot.
She has a name.
Little baby, LB.
All right, LB.
LBF, little baby Ford.
Aww.
Little baby Ford, yeah.
That's cute.
It is, thank you. You're acting like I was some insensitive ass, but I was going somewhere with it.
I saw you holding LBF earlier, and you looked pretty happy.
Yeah. That's what they call me in Mexican whorehouses.
LBF?
Yeah, L butt.
Here he is.
Yeah. But I'm the recipient. That's the weird twist on it.
Yeah. Oh.
I was reading something the other day on Roman sexuality, and I kind of like it. Just go with me here. It's
okay.
True.
All right.
They really just broke you into two categories, like whether you were like masculine, like you could bang whatever, like you could bang dude bears, like, and I mean real live bears, not just the bears in the gay sense, but
oh,
like
I
you could bang
like
men. No, you could bang
like
men,
a bear.
You could bang pelicans, like as long as you're masculine about it, you weren't considered gay whatsoever. If you were like the receiver and like minced about, like you were considered like gay and looked down upon, and the actual Latin term for it was like rectum donator. I lost my mind for that.
Did you tell that to Magistra Lario?
I did. I immediately changed my Grindr profile to rectum donator. And then I called up my old Latin teacher, Magistra, yeah.
It was my old Latin teacher, too.
Yeah, we would say, salve discipulae. Salve, Magistra.
Salve discipulae.
Salve, Magistra. There you go. We classed this up.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't talk about a baby getting made in front of that baby at all. Yeah, so Kelly was in town, wanted to be on the podcast. I, in a moment of stupidity, said sure, and invited this baby and mother into the studio.
No, to be fair, you did not invite the baby.
That's true. I just thought I'd be mom. But you know what? I'm going to work with baby, little baby Ford, and we're gonna make it happen. I mean, at worst, what? I scuttle the episode and burn down the studio with everyone in it alive.
You'll finally get that school shooting you wanted.
Yeah. Thank God. All I wanted was sweet notoriety. Yeah, I just wanted to flaunt my freedom, really, in your face. I have no outline for this episode. It's rare that I don't do that. But I just thought it would be really funny for like an hour to talk about how free of responsibility my life is. Like, I don't even have to take AZT anymore.
Like, I'm free.
All right. What is AZT?
It's the prescription for people that have AIDS and HIV from back in the 80s, but we've definitely upped our...
We moved to the cocktail now.
Yeah, it's like you can live longer with HIV than you can with cancer now because how much money they've put into...
It's not the death sentence that
you... It really isn't, but AZT is what they gave you like back in the 80s. I shouldn't laugh at that. It's awful. Just I mean, that's not funny.
No, it's not.
Yet I'm laughing.
Well, that's why I'm gonna turn to the camera. That's why I'm wearing my red ribbon. Do you have a red ribbon?
I don't.
When did those become not cool?
I don't like,
remember, like, you'd watch the Oscars and
everyone had the red ribbon.
Always had the red ribbon. And like at some point it was like, do we not care about AIDS anymore? Like,
now it's all about Me Too.
It is
Yeah.
It's all Me Too stuff.
What ribbon is that?
I think just like for a black.
Just like yeah, a black. Fist going in a lippy broad's mouth. Oh, baby. Why did you say that? Little baby Ford. God. You did say she was an amazing mimic. And she's going to talk as me, but say these horrible things.
It's actually incredible to watch.
It is. Yeah. Little baby Ford.
Her first words.
Yeah.
AZT.
AZT. God.
That's so you're just flaunting your freedom? Yeah. I have freedom, too. I don't have kids.
Well, you want them. So, like, what Kelly has right now would be, like, I don't, let's just say Howard Hyland, because he's the most virile man I know. Like, it'd just too. Be, like, Howard walking in with a bitch under each arm, like, that he was about to plow. Like, it would be, like, this divine treat, and they're holding, like, I don't know, meat-laden subs from Philadelphia, like, from a place that actually can make a goddamn decent sandwich. Like, that's what this would be. Like, right now, you're seeing your fellow ovulator holding a baby. She's got a stepchild, too, just to really rub it in your face. Like, just extra.
I know, that's really cool.
Yeah, like, not, she's like the cool stepmom, but yeah. She's also had kids. So she's doing it all. Like, this is really Cold Stone Creamery. Like, it isn't just chocolate ice cream. It's chocolate with, like, Oreos and, I don't know, sparklers folded into it.
Sparklers? Yeah. Yeah. Sparkles.
No, sparklers. Literal sparklers.
Okay, yeah. I will say my ovaries are like double timing right now. Like just going nuts.
Mine.
Just going nuts for all this children.
Like I'm trying to think of what shows that have like a climax that involves a character trying to cross a finish line with a broken ankle that I'm trying to liken your ovaries to, your 35-year-old ovaries to right now. I'll get there. I think LBF will probably get there first, though. She's mean. Little baby Ford is a son of a bitch, man. Just a razor tongue on that one.
Yeah, who is that Olympian that, like, broke his foot or something that his dad came down from the stands?
Yeah, it was
Derek something.
Greg Louganis. Greg Louganis, yeah. And then his dad got AIDS. It was a whole thing.
All from Arthur Ashe.
Oh, Arthur Ashe, yeah. Like, you know how, like, NFL coaches have a coaching tree? Arthur Ashe had an AIDS tree.
He did.
Like, just...
Not a blanket, a tree.
Yeah, everyone underneath him that got AIDS. Like, you would say, like, the Andy Reid coaching tree. You know, he's part of the Bill Walsh coaching tree, I think. They're all... It's like this family tree.
Yeah.
But, like, you could have an AIDS family tree. Just an AIDS tree. That's amazing. I would have an AIDS rainforest because I was so promiscuous in the 80s.
Were
I
you?
Was such a whore.
Oh, my God.
I was such a messy, bloody bottom. I just did not care.
Or a rectum donor, right?
Yeah, I was yes. such a rectum donor.
Rectum donoris.
Yeah.
Trying to make it. That's not Latin.
Oh, LBF. I was such an RD.
You were such a rectum donor.
Such an RD, yeah. No, I had all the AIDS. And you know what cured it? I had sex with a virgin. The Africans are right.
They really are.
They really are. I had sex with a virgin, and then I had albino stew. Just, and now look at me. Got a paunch and everything.
A Greek god.
Just cured. I don't look a day over 38, yet I was such a dirty whore in the 80s, in my 20s. It's amazing.
Were you a dirty whore when you were in New York?
Oh, are we going to talk New York?
No, let's not.
Are we going to talk New York? Because Kelly's shut down right now. Like,
I'm not shut down.
No, it's fine. Like, we're act three of Memphis Belle. Two of the four engines are shut down. Kelly's both of those engines, LBF and Kelly. And Eva LBF. And I are just chugging along trying to get this plane home. 25th mission. They're going to send us back stateside if we live. So... We were, we were going to talk, really, this was going to be a short pod,
mm-hmm.
And I was going to do two things. I wanted to flaunt my freedom in Kelly's face.
Yeah.
My freedom to sleep with whomever, really do whatever I want at any time of day. I'm my own boss. I don't pay rent because I live at home. So I just accrue money, even though I don't work a ton.
Hate you. But do you have love?
Yeah, I have cats, my mom. My psychiatrists.
You have me.
Eva loves me?
Yeah. Of course I do.
I have that kind of love. I have Kelly's love. You stupid bitch. You couldn't even penalize me out of love.
I mean, I let you hold my baby, so I mean, that means
I'm not going to hold my baby.
No, I said you let me hold my
baby. Hold your baby, too?
You did hold the baby. Stop trying to be macho just because we're on...
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hold baby. I don't want to hold LBF now on the camera because then her mimicry would like go into overdrive and she would say all kinds of evil things. You know, like here. Okay, I'll hold the baby.
She is cute.
I'll hold the baby for 1 second. Okay.
You want it right now?
Yeah. Okay. 1 second.
All right. Let's see this.
Are your hands sanitized?
Yeah. I.
Oh. Yeah.
You're such a natural.
Oh, yeah.
Two Jews walk into an oven. Okay, baby. I can't believe you would say that into the microphone. That's not the kind of humor we do on this show. Yeah. How dare you, baby? How dare you, LBF?
LBF.
Oh, God.
She sounds exactly like
you. It's flawless. I mean, she's really like a cockatoo.
That kid's going places.
They put a Nintendo Switch next to her bassinet, and she can mimic those noises perfectly.
It's a me. Yeah, it's a Mario.
This kid's a savant.
I don't even really know what a Nintendo Switch is.
It's...
So I'm not...
If you had the money that I had, you would know.
Or the time, or, you know.
But do you have the love she has?
Do you have the love?
Yeah, like from all my Nintendo Switch buddies that I play Splatoon with. Duh.
Like if you didn't play Nintendo Switch for 3 days, would they freak out?
Yeah, I would come back.
The Nintendo
like,
Switches are
yeah, so many envelopes. Like, where are
you? Their diapers changed. And...
Yeah.
Do they love you unconditionally?
Yeah, like if you're trying to make me feel unloved because I don't have a little baby Ford in my life, it's not going to work because I have cats and Nintendo Switch friends and all those people that I gave AIDS to. Like, if you've ever seen True Blood, it's exactly like that. Like, all the vampires under you are loyal to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the people I gave it to. Okay. They're my BFFs. My butt F friends. Why am I... I feel like I'm literally doing the entirety of this episode for my buddy Brian Bolte, who criticized the last episode, and his entire humor repertoire just boils down to AIDS jokes.
Does
and
it?
So now I'm just like, pull out the Ryan White gong, bung, 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 bung.
What were his criticisms?
He was like, that blonde bitch needs to shut her slit.
Got it. Got
Which
it.
Which one?
Her gunt.
So yeah, this is for you. I feel like the like nursemaid who killed herself in The Omen. Like, I did this for you, Damien. I'm doing it all for you. I'm doing the show that'll get me booted off this damn station for you, Brian Bolte. I hope you're appreciative. So I wanted to flaunt my freedom in your face. Do you feel sufficiently flaunted in front of?
No. I mean, not yet.
She seems happy with her choices.
No, I mean,
Here's something I have in my pocket.
Oh, $1 bills.
There's some 20s. I have money in my pocket.
You do.
You go.
You have money.
Can't have that with children, can you?
You have your smoking hot body still.
Thank
and
you.
Your boobs are not leaking.
Thank
so
you.
All of those are things that I'm very, very jealous
yeah,
of.
Yeah, my snatch is still popping.
Yes, it is.
Thanks.
So I've heard.
Your gunt is still in shape.
My gunt is tighter than a nun's wink.
Gunt.
Ew.
The portmanteau of gut and see you next Tuesday. Gunt. We were rolling with that before the show started. No. Now it's just going right through to the show.
I love it.
Can I put you in my cell phone now as Gunt?
Yeah, you can. Lord Guntenstein the fourth.
Gunt Papa Giorgio.
Gunt Papa Giorgio.
You're being real gunty right now.
Oh, God. This baby. I think LBF is just about to tell the aristocrats. Like, this kid works so blue.
So blue.
I can't take it. LBF, like, humor has moved on, okay? LBF.
Hi.
Please, tell me you understand that.
Hi.
That was fine. No one can hear your microphone.
Oh.
I killed it. No.
As you should have.
Are you having fun, Kelly Bresnahan? Are you having fun?
I am. I'm trying to, you know, multitask and also understand what's going on.
It's okay.
Because you're making a lot of references that are just going...
It's fine. Well, I was just about to reference the final episode of MASH, but, you know, we're all 48, so we'll know that one 100%.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, like, well, right now I just, like, totally lost my train of thought.
It's fine. It's fine. You got brain, mommy brain.
It is, and it's a fucking real thing, and it really sucks.
You got mommy brain, but MILF ass.
No, I don't, unfortunately. What was I going with? I seriously don't
know. Euthanasia for children.
You started with here's the thing.
Oh, just not knowing references. Like you don't have time.
I'm gonna do a couple. I'm gonna reference my the head of my shaft looks like Caillou. Do you get that one?
Dude, I've heard, like, I only know about Caillou for the mommy things, and everyone hates him.
I don't know what that is.
Caillou is this cartoon character from, like, Quebec. And he's a total dickwad. None of the parents like. He's a whiny little bitch. He's bald.
Okay.
No one likes him. And fortunately, my kids don't watch him yet. So,
okay.
And are not allowed.
Caillou.
Sounds like Caillou Gagliardi. Yeah. Our erstwhile co-host.
Does he speak French? Because he's from Quebec.
I assume that's
probably the thing he's teaching. Yeah. But he's probably teaching French. I'm just guessing. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a
Dora the Explorer type thing, but with French. I
don't know. No, it's such a catch 22.
My son
there.
Right now is on YouTube. You know, everything is YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So he watches roller coaster videos.
Oh, fun.
So I know.
Speaking to roller coaster, Mike Moore, if you can, my friend.
Oh, roller coaster crashes. People dying. He's three.
You know.
Welcome to the next episode of Surprise Guillotine.
Yeah.
We set up this tripwire at loop 3 of the Scooby-Doo King's Dominion. Scooby-Doo! Plunk, 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 plunk. Oh my god, we went 10 for 10. A perfect decapitation.
Is that what they do, or is it just like weird old guys just jacking it to roller coasters?
It's literally just like people wearing, I guess, what are those things called that you put on their heads, the cameras on their heads?
Okay, the GoPros?
Yeah, they wear these GoPros on roller coasters. My son just literally watches them, and he'll say, thank you for riding Fury 325. Make sure your hands and feet are in the car, you know, and stay in the upright position, you know.
Oh, god.
Have a good ride, and... Like,
I want to be wrong here, but literally every guy that makes those is a pedophile. I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong.
Do you?
Because
you have this little smirk on your face.
Bigger than a smirk, my friend. Can I hold the baby for a second?
You just did, but okay.
I'll hold the baby.
Maybe you're like a baby whisperer like Dwight from The Office. Yeah. Come on, LBF and John. Simba. Yay! Is that fun? Oh, it's okay. It's
so
okay,
this Puerto
baby.
Puerto Rican girl was sucking my cock. Okay, baby.
Jesus, this kid.
Hi. Oh, she's happy. Now she's with mama.
LBF doesn't have a cock. That's why I don't get why she said that.
She's just playing blue.
You're better than that, LBF. You're better than that. You're so much funnier than that. You don't have to talk about fellatio.
Or like your friend that only makes AIDS jokes.
Yeah. You're better than Brian Bolte, LBF.
Aw, Bolte.
Good old Bolte. I love Bolte.
Me too. I don't even know who he is.
He's encouraging me to do a documentary on my life. So there you go. Like a goddamn Roman emperor. Like just hiring artists to tell the tale of me. I love it.
Can I be in it?
Yeah. We'll need someone to do craft services.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was a good one. That almost felt too good, like we set it up, but we didn't. That was really good.
Thank you. So the other thing I had to talk about, we can't just flaunt my awesomeness in Kelly's face all day.
No.
No. Yeah, I even...
I mean, I am jealous. Like, when I call you and you're always available, uh-huh. You know.
Always available. I know where affordable prostitutes are. Yeah, it's pretty good life I got.
No, but you, like, talk about, like, I'm just sleeping. I'm thinking about doing this. I
love that the sleeping thing. It's the... he's sleeping. It just sounds so amazing.
You're watching Netflix and no one's bothering you. And... you're probably shitting on the toilet without like anyone, you know.
Hell no.
Banging on the door.
Well, no, like
mommy.
No, the worst that I get is like a cat's paw under the door, and then I just lift her up like the Lion King, and then she just watches me crap, and it's not weird because it's a cat.
Aww.
And yeah. Does she ask to see your poopy afterward?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
does your son do that?
Oh yeah, I want to see the poopy.
No, it's
poopy.
LBF, little Captain Blue over here. The son's fine. It's LBF. This little. Sorry, little wrinkles in the making over here.
She has little wrinkles.
Little wrinkles. LRF, little wrinkles Ford. That was her nickname since the start of the episode. We're retconning. All right, well, that's enough of banging the book. Yeah, just tell me what else is awesome about me, though, really, first.
What's awesome about you?
Yeah, like, just
I didn't hit everything already?
You can do more.
Okay.
Like, what else happens in my life where you're like, I want this?
Well, you can just say whatever you want and not have to worry about, like, you know, it sounds like you have to deal with like, your family a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you live with your mother, but the fact that you don't have kids, like, you don't have to constantly, like, be interacting with them all the time.
No.
So, you know, like, I came up to this trip because I had to see, you know, my father and then my aunts, you know, two aunts, two grandmothers.
My dad's dead.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. Halfway there, living on a prayer.
No one cares to see me. Like, if I did not have kids, you think I'd be up here as often and having to drive and
no.
I could do whatever the hell I want. Living in my studio apartment still.
Where was your studio apartment?
In Arlington.
Oh man, you had such a good life.
I did.
Like, what did you do in a past life so that this happened to you? Like, how many Hitlers were you?
I'm more Stalin, I would think, you know? Like, just, I don't trust you. And
oh, LBF, shut it. Just shush. I'm sorry. Like, her husband's going to listen to this. I like Ken a lot. And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with the man that told my baby to shut up. But it's just a baby. I can't understand.
No. Right,
we're doing it. We're going to have to do it.
Oh, are you going
to
pull him out? She's pulling out her tibbles right
off
the camera.
Oh, man.
And she's going to breastfeed. She's going to nourish life.
Why is this making me so excited?
I don't know. You're more pumped than I am. This is amazing.
I think it's cool.
This is like when the kid gets the dad to go to the monster truck rally, and then the dad loses it for Gravedigger.
Is this a Papa's Basement first?
A breastfeeding? This is the second bare titty in a Papa's Basement studio.
But look at this. You don't see anything, do you?
I mean, no.
This is a pro.
No.
No, we don't see anything.
It's just
but
LBF's head under your shirt as you suffocate.
LBF is... She's going to town.
Yeah. I don't want to look. That feels inappropriate.
All right.
If I saw Kelly's areola, a line would be crossed.
Yeah.
We're not areola buddies.
No.
That would be... transcendent.
But she's no, quiet.
Would you like to come with us? That would be sublime.
That would be sublime.
You did it like right. I did it as Batman.
Yeah.
But we're good. So I'm gonna pivot away from you because your nursing life through your
I'm boring.
Nipples. It's okay. You're like, it's cool. Someone will be there when I'm dying to fight over my knickknacks. And you know,
my tchotchkes.
Yeah, my tchotchkes.
As we say in New York.
Yeah, you got that over me. But Eva over here, I have something else over Eva.
Mm.
Something delightful.
What?
Eva lived in New York for 10 years.
11.
11. And she loved it in a way that few people that aren't native born can love that city.
Yep.
I'm going to start recording right now, by the way.
Recording what?
I'm recording your face. And we're going to label it the troll cam because I just want an actual image of your face as I talk about New York and its awesomeness. I've spent so much time lately in New York, Eva. When were you last in New York, Eva?
Okay, I was last in New York like 3 years ago.
Okay. I've been there so many times in the last 3 years.
Yeah, okay, for like a weekend.
Yeah, but like... like, the city got in my soul, so I'm like a New
Yorker
now.
Okay, you are not a New Yorker. Take it back. Go ahead.
So, like, you know, like...
what, you take the Chinatown bus up there, like, twice a month? You think you're a New Yorker?
Well, my friends and I on Houston Street.
Oh, my God.
you know, we're just having fun in New York, like New York fun. I don't even know if you do you really remember that anymore?
Yeah.
What's like your idea of New York fun from like 2016?
From like 2016?
Yeah. What was New York fun back then?
I don't know.
The city's changed so much.
A dead fiance and crippling alcoholism.
Well, you know what? Way to kill this bitch. Like you killed your fiance.
Stop.
I got nothing.
No, I do miss New York and I get jealous when you go, but it's just not a safe place for me to go
no,
to in early recovery.
That's fine. I just wanted to have fun, but that got too real. And I need to see you again and borrow cigarettes for an indeterminate amount of time.
No, I do get jealous when you go to New York, though. That's cool.
What
it's good
else
for
do you get
you.
Jealous of about?
You have great hair.
Keep going.
You're really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have like copious amounts of cash hidden around your house.
I do.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I look for it when I go.
That's terrifying.
I wouldn't take it. I just want to know where it is.
Okay.
Okay.
This turned a corner. Go on.
And your locksmithing skills are cool. You would definitely be on my zombie apocalypse team.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What else? What are you jealous of me about?
Your skills with voices, voice acting.
Thank you.
That's an actual thing I can say. Do a voice for us. Because you know what? We can call it a day. We did like 35 minutes with a baby in studio. That's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah. It's not going to get any better.
I can't just do a voice. I'm not a performing seal.
Do a Tony Soprano or I'll throw this phone to your temple. Just like a ninja star.
It's just a ninja star.
Yeah.
I'm better at Carmella.
Scream at me at like I'm Carmella.
It's so nice to have a man around the house.
You can do more than that. Just imagine I'm AJ. You're talking to me. I don't want to do my homework. This is my AJ impression.
I don't want to do my homework.
I'm doing my homework, yeah.
I'm not good at Tony. I'm not.
Just do a Carm then. Just send us out on a Carm. There's an old man, by the way, who came to the window and looked like he had the perfect angle to see your bared nipple, Kelly.
No, really?
Yeah.
Ew, perv.
I know, it's creepy.
Ew. Carmella. Tony.
And there we go. There's the much ballyhooed talent.
Well, my turn. What are you jealous of me of? What do you?
The love.
Yeah, the love, what she said.
That's bullshit.
I think he is jealous that you'll have people around to.
Yeah, to fight over your money when you're dying.
Yeah.
That's about it. But and you've got a charming smile.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it lights up a room.
All you Bresnahans do.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say the line.
Oh my God! What did you do?
Everything.
Oh my God! She's gonna get
outed.
She's gonna get swatted now. She's gonna get doxxed. All the things.
It's so nice to have a man around the house.
Okay, you goddamn parakeet. You can say that one thing over and over. You made me look like an asshole, Eva. Okay, an asshole. But it's all right.
A gunt.
Yeah, God, just. Yeah.
I love guns. I can't wait to start using it.
Just busting out gunt. Kids, wipe under mommy's gunt. It was a scorcher today. All right, cool. Well, we did that. And the outro music frees us. We're just able to go back to our babies and our lives without babies. This is rambling talk at this point. I tried to stay in the zone as long as I could, but LBF broke me. It's a damn screaming baby in the studio. What can I do? I can't do anything in the face of that. Everyone, this is Papa's Basement. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was weird with a vocal baby. Howard's had his baby in before, but Howard's baby wasn't a horrible racist like your baby. God, everything about the way she talked about how a Dominican eats ass. Like, that's just, why does a baby know that? It made me uncomfortable.
Learn behavior.
Yeah, really. What Switch games were being played that she heard that and then mimicked it and spat it out perfectly? That's not Mario Odyssey. That's not Zelda Breath of the Wild. Maybe Saints Row. I don't know. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. If you want to subscribe to the show, it's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on, I don't know, some other Spotify. I'm at Papa's Basement on every bit of social media. A-P-A-P-A. Sorry, LBF over there messing with my head. At P-A-P-A-S Basement. We're on, YouTube as well. YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. And look us up on Patreon. Give us money on Patreon. We do all this for you all the time. Do you think Eva's cigarettes and colostomies are free? No. No, they're not. Eva, you're at Orchard Eva and everything?
I am.
And Kelly Ford, you're...
I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Social media maven over here. Thank you for coming in, guys. I appreciate that. I know you had to drive 6 hours, Kelly, just one way. Go back to North Carolina tonight. Have fun. Be safe. Give my best to Ken. Till the next episode. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.